Walkerton is a small community of 5,000 people about 135 miles northwest of Toronto, not far from Lake Huron. There's some light industry, some tourism, but agriculture is the economic mainstay. The E. coli disaster put the town of Walkerton in the headlines, where it's remained. Some still feel the effects of the tainted water through an assortment of medical symptoms and complications. Others won't drink the water, no matter what assurances they've been given that it's safe. Many, like Robert Cooney, remain bitter.
People in this town are sick of the whole thing. Yes, they got compensation, but for the people that are on dialysis and the people that lost loved ones, we're looking for something. Something went wrong.
There was a lot that went wrong, according to the man who headed the inquiry into the tragedy. In January, Justice Dennis O'Connor released his report. He concluded that the brothers who ran the Public Utilities Commission contributed directly to the tragedy, first by failing to properly monitor the drinking water, then by trying to cover up the emerging catastrophe by actively misleading health officials, assuring them the water was safe. But O'Connor also turned his criticism on the government of Ontario, saying cuts to the MOE, or Ministry of Environment, undermined its ability to deal with the problems in Walkerton.
The provincial government's budget reductions led to the discontinuation of government laboratory testing services for municipalities in 1996.
Now, 6 years later, those services still have not been reinstated. The Conservative government in Ontario reacted quickly to the allegations. Premier Mike Harris, who early on during the inquiry maintained that his government's policies were not to blame, did an about-face.
I deeply regret any factors leading to the events of May 2000 that were the responsibility of the government of Ontario, either prior to or during my tenure as Premier.
Harris went further in his attempts to limit the political damage. He said many of the recommendations made by Justice O'Connor would be implemented. They included continuous chlorine monitors for wells, increased inspections, and better training for operators. Far from Walkerton, the political fallout is being felt most in Toronto, seat of the province's legislature and home to many of Ontario's environmental groups. The Canadian Institute for Environmental Law and Policies says the problems in Walkerton have called attention to the broader issue of water quality in the region. Researchers say the amount of pollutants discharged into rivers and lakes more than doubled between 1995 and 1999, and over the same period the number of provincial water testing sites was cut by two-thirds. That could have serious implications for the province's lakes and rivers, and since those systems feed into the Great Lakes, the entire region is at risk. Professor Louis Malotte was involved in the study.
We concluded that Ontario is unable to assess the overall quality of Ontario's inland waters that flow into the Great Lakes. And this is necessary to determine whether Ontario's environmental policies are effective.
Over the past year, almost 400 cases of bad water have turned up in Ontario. E. coli and other bacteria have plagued water systems in towns, trailer parks, schools, private homes, and even a nudist colony. And that worries people like Paul Muldoon, the executive director of the Canadian Environmental Law Association. Muldoon says Ontario is also sending a clear message south of the border, and it's not a positive one.
Well, I am convinced that if I was in the U.S. right now, that I could at least legitimately raise that issue, saying, look at Canadians, we cause stresses on the Great Lakes, and there's lots of issues here, but don't talk to us until you get your act together. And Walkerton is a glowing example. You do not have your act together. And since Walkerton, there's not a lot of evidence that you've got your act together yet, despite that wake-up call, despite what the depth of that tragedy.
The Ontario government, however, insists the situation is improving. But critics aren't buying it. They say Ontario's environmental problems have not only jeopardized the province, but could affect the entire Great Lakes. They say there is a clear message to governments on both sides of the border that budget cuts and privatization could lead to more tragedies like Walkerton. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.